Radio. About it, Scott, but I absolutely love that song, and I whistle along with it occasionally. We're kind of vamping now until the music goes by so that we can get Scott on the air, but hey, I did it. I took the step off the end of the pier and bought an RV. I'll tell you some stories about that, though. But let's get with Scott here in about 13 seconds, I guess it is, and I hope you're having a wonderful day. I'm having a good day so far. The dog didn't get me up till 8 o'clock today. Holy cow. Hey, Scott, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Well, we're on the air.
Now, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
No echoes,
nope.
No soft noises,
nope.
No problem.
I did have a little problem hearing some of your callers when I was listening earlier, but I, you know, that could be that they weren't standing close enough to their microphone or their phone, or you know, lots of things. So, hey, you know what? That first one where you asked what's in a library?
Yes,
I failed.
What was your guess?
I guessed seven as I was driving out of my driveway, because that's when you asked the question. I had seven before I got to the end of the block, and I thought all of them will be on there. The only one that I got right was the table, or the librarian.
The librarian.
Yeah.
Well, that it's interesting because librarian was the last one that we had.
Yeah. Well, you know, all the things that people called in were like books, and they were printed matter. I was thinking tables. You know, I always think of the tables in a library. Somebody did call in and say bookshelves. How can it not? There not be bookshelves in the library? So, anyway.
Well, there are bookshelves in the library. I guess it just was not the popular answer.
That's right. That's right. I understand. Yeah. And then the second question you asked, I also failed. I think I got pizza. That's the only thing I got right.
So you're saying that if we should ever go on the Family Feud,
you should
not be on.
Yeah, don't bring me.
You would not be the one.
Not the one.
Now, I do want to say something right off the bat here,
sure.
Because I don't think I had a chance to say this recently, but during this little hiatus of being at home, which, by the way, is coming to an end,
yeah.
As I said this morning, I should be back at – we probably will do the fair the first week in July, which
Great.
Is the first week that I will be back. So I won't be in the studio the first week of July. I will probably be at the fair.
Are we going to have a booth?
I'll be back.
Are we going to have a booth at the fair?
I should know more on that tomorrow.
Okay.
I think Terry's meeting with them tomorrow.
Okay. I'm looking forward to the fair. All right.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And so technically I'll be back in the studio the second week of July, but I'll be back with people the first week of July.
Great.
So not too long. Then I'll be able to sit in your face again, Glenn, and tell you you're wrong.
Sit in my face.
Well, you know what I'm talking. See, right now we're already having arguments, and I'm not even back yet.
I love it. Let's get it on.
Oh, man. Well, no, so what I wanted to – I was trying to say something nice, Glenn.
Okay.
Since I've been gone since March the 3rd and broadcasting from home, there were three events that I said I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do the Tony Danza concert, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do election night, primary night, which I did. And I was going to do the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum opening, which I did last Thursday.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, what a fantastic job that they have done with that museum.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it, yeah.
Oh, everybody needs to get over there. And I hope Mary Ellen holds some open houses that we can publicize and that the newspaper publicizes. Because for her to be there at this point and tell you about the stuff in there, just going in on your own, it's a first-class museum.
Yeah.
But to have her there explaining some of the things like she was last Thursday night, I just want to, again, tip my Cubs cap to the Historical Society and Mary Ellen for keeping the stuff. And Brandy over there, who was very nice that night, I had a conversation with her, found out she listens to the station.
Good.
Fred Malone and the whole hullabaloo that was involved. I know it took a lot of people to do what they did, and it is impressive.
I'm going to go to it. And now I was planning on being there on Thursday, and then what I just announced started taking place, that I bought an RV, and there were, you know, all the financial things and stuff, and I was working on that, and I quite frankly forgot because I was doing
now,
so
it's
many
my
things.
Understanding. I listened to the show last week. You offered your RV to me at any time.
Right. Only if you pay the gas.
I'm not going to stick you with the gasoline.
$5 a gallon and 10 miles to the gallon, it's a little pricey.
Yeah, where are you going to go camping? At the end of the street?
I'm just going to camp out in the driveway.
That museum, and what I hope to do once I'm able to get back and the fair's over and all that, what I would really like to do is hold a broadcast from inside the museum with Mary Ellen.
Oh, that would be good.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah, especially during open hours where people could walk by and contribute.
Shake their fist at
us. Yeah, whatever they would do.
Yeah, no, so again, I want to give a kudo to those people and again, implore people to go over there because it's really, 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 really worth seeing and a lot of work was put into that. So I that's nice.
And Fred Malone is one of my, he and I only talk once a month, but he has become one of my good friends here in town. And I know he worked his butt off.
I find it hard to believe you have friends.
Well, I think of him as a friend. Now you'll have to ask him if he thinks of me as a friend. don't have many.
It's fascinating, and I just wanted to say that. And I also want to plug, this is our 8th anniversary week.
Yeah.
And Friday is actually the 8th anniversary. June the 10th will have been on the air 8 years.
I'm patting myself on the back.
That?
I'm patting myself on the back if you can't see me.
Yes, do that. And Friday morning, I will have been doing this particular show 8 years. Well, the show that's on before this, I guess. And I counted up the hours, 4,500 hours.
Wow. Gee.
Yeah, and they're all recorded. And they're all backed up. And like I say, if the Historical Society ever wants the stuff that has been on this station, and not just my show has been taped, everything's been taped, election nights, things we've done as specials, debates,
I think you're gonna
special program, Christmas.
I think you're going to have to die first. That's when they take all the stuff.
I have to die first?
After you've croaked, yeah.
Well, they're going to Mary Ellen's not dead.
No, but okay. No, I'm just saying. Well, that's true.
I know what you were going to say. You don't want to offend Mary Ellen. I know what you were going to say there, Glenn.
She's my sweetie. I really like that lady.
Yeah, go ahead and finish that sentence. She won't be your sweetie anymore.
Oh, me. Yeah, I got to get over there, and I'm going to be there.
Boy, you're changing the subject.
I gotta
now.
Get out of here somehow. Hey, it's time for a break, isn't it? It is a break time.
You about did it there. You about did it. But now I've lost my whole train of thought.
Well, good.
But, what were we talking? Oh,
nothing.
The anniversary tomorrow. In celebration of the anniversary, I've got a guest on at 9:15 until 10 a.m., right before your show tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's somebody who has never been on this station in the 8 years we've been on. And it is a name that 90% of the listening audience will know.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
So you don't want to miss tomorrow's show.
I'm going to have Dr. Coleman on. We're going to be talking about plants. We're going to talk about plants. So.
Oh, you got the horticulturalist tomorrow.
Yes,
absolutely. Oh, I thought you were talking about Dr. Feynman and forgot his name.
No. I'm not going to have him on tomorrow. He's on today.
He's on today.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we'll just get into some topics here. And one, God bless. We didn't talk about this last week because I don't think it had become a big story, this River Valley graduation speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into that here this week because it wasn't as big. Because today there are two more news stories about it in the Star, which brings the grand total. In less than 2 weeks, this story has now garnered 6 stories in the Marion Star in the last 2 weeks. So we'll talk about that in a second. But thank God for that. What's that?
I just said okay. My wife keeps bugging me about that, and I really don't know enough about that because every time I go on the newspaper to see what's going on, it says I can't go any further.
I just want to thank God for them because they knocked us right off the front page yesterday.
Yeah.
We didn't get any press at all.
You're gonna have to tell me about that too. So.
Well, no, that's what I figured we'd talk about here. Did you read that story?
I did not. I'm
sorry. Oh, you did not. Well, basically what happened, and it's worth repeating because I did it yesterday morning, is basically, these things happen. What happened was a complaint was filed with the FCC, and they were looking into it, and they said we had gotten an attorney, and the attorney was getting all of our correspondence from the station, from the FCC.
Right.
We were not getting them any longer.
Right.
They were going to the attorney. The attorney apparently got some questions and a request for documents and emailed it to an email that no longer works.
Ah, bad.
So we never got the request.
Mm-hmm.
And for nearly 2 months, we never responded. And the lawyer never thought to call us and say, why aren't you responding?
Going to have to dock his salary.
Well, then he resigned as our lawyer and didn't even call to tell us that. So
you're losing friends and not influencing people, Scott.
Am I?
I guess. You lost a lawyer. That's pretty hard to do.
Why my friend to begin with? But this is what happened. So... I actually found out about it from the media. Somebody called me last Tuesday and said, hey, did you know you were on this 20-day deadline, and did you know your lawyer had resigned? And I said, no, I didn't know anything about it. So we got the request. The documents that they need, we've got about 75 to 80% of it done, and it's only the 8th. So chances are we're going to get it in there before the 20th. And that's really what the story is all about. The complaint, by the way, and I'll mention it again just to explain it. The complaint is that we have a dead person on the board. And I said the board member.
Is it me?
Well, I said many times this week that Glenn, Sean, Terry, and Linda are the board. Now, I can't vouch if they're all alive. But that's who the board members are. No, what happened was back in 2014, because we have been on the air for 8 years, we had a 5-person board. There was a lady put on the board in 2014. Unfortunately, very unexpectedly, in November of 2016, she died on vacation in Michigan. At that time, in due respect to her for all she had done to the station, we decided not to fill that spot. Plus, it's hard to get people on boards, as you know, to show up to meetings and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we called the FCC. We said, how do you handle this? And they said, are you replacing her? And we said, no. And they said, does it affect a voting quorum? And on a 4- or 5-person board, one vote does not affect a quorum. And they said, you don't have to do anything. So her name was just left on there. And that's what this is all about. Isn't that worth the taxpayer money and time and dollars?
Is the complainer somebody I might know?
Oh, it's the same one.
Of course it is.
Why would it be anybody else?
I don't know what he has against you, Scott, but he better get dirty pictures because it's not going to go anywhere else.
What's that?
He better get dirty pictures of you if he really wants to get even. I mean,
well, no, I really deposition me. I've never met him.
Yeah,
never.
I haven't either. I've gotten phone call from him twice.
I've never met him. Now, he has called into the station. Now, somebody asked the other day, why don't you have him on as a guest? Now, Glenn, you've talked to him on the phone.
Yeah.
Now, do you think it would be wise to bring him on as a guest?
No. Did I say that fast enough?
Yeah.
No.
He's kind of, when he starts talking about this station and us, he gets kind of erratic.
Well, you know how I feel about talking points. He has all the talking points that nobody understands. So, yeah.
Right, and I think all it would... I mean, I'm always for having anybody on, but honestly, what that would deteriorate into is either he would possibly use language that you can't use on the air, or he would just get in that erratic mode that he has on the phone with you and people who are with this station, and he would just, you know, what do you call that, rant? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I can't say it on the air.
Yeah, so I don't think that's worth putting on the air.
No.
And as you know, and I can say this without being in trouble because it's true, and there are people who vouch for it, he has not only turned us into the FCC, he's turned us into the Attorney General. He has called our financial supporters and tried to talk them out of doing it. He has called guests on the station and tried to talk them out of coming on. He has called board members. He has called people who volunteer at the station and tried to get them to stop and get away and blah, 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 blah. And he sends all this stuff to the media outlets, which they have all admitted. They aren't looking to do stories on us. He sends the information over to them.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Well, you and I have talked about it, and the big question mark is, what did you ever do to him? But you don't know. I know that.
Never met him. Never have met him, and the only phone conversations I've ever had with him have been on the air when he calls in and rants, or he may have called the station at one point off the air and basically did the same rant. But other than that, I've never had contact with this person.
Hmm. Well, I was wondering, I saw your message to me that we were going to talk about this, and I was concerned. The reason why I didn't talk about it for the last week is because I didn't know whether we should talk about it legally, you know, so apparently it's okay.
Well, I don't think telling the truth is a problem.
I don't think it should be. You're right. Unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot of people in America today that feel that same way.
Hey, hold on a second.
Sure.
Do the schedule, Glenn.
I have no idea what the schedule is, but I'll vamp right now, okay? Hey, we're going to have Dr. Feynman on at 12:15. I want everybody to tune on. There are all sorts of things that are going on. All sorts of things. Hey, I've got a phone call coming in.
Maybe that was that who was just calling me. Call the station now.
Okay, somebody has called. It says private caller. Should I open the phone up? Okay.
Pick it up.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, maybe next time Thunderbolt Jackson comes to town, we could introduce him to him.
I love it. What do you think, Scott?
Hey, I would be glad to do it.
Might even both sell tickets and make some money.
Thunderbolt would love to meet this guy.
Thunderbolt would throw him out of the ring, I think.
You know, the thing about that River Valley graduation, that's getting a little bit ridiculous, you know.
It's getting crazy, isn't it?
The guy has the right to say what he wants, and that's how he believes, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't the right place, and, you know, maybe for that speech, but you didn't ask anything about his speech before he made it, so it's fine for him to believe that way. And somebody wants to believe that it's fine to be gay and stuff, that's fine too.
Yeah, no, I think it's all okay. It's just the venue that he chose to talk about it tended to be like he was an expert explaining to students what's going on in the world.
Well,
and I think that's a personal choice.
Let me say what he said in case somebody hasn't heard it yet.
Okay.
Here's what he said. In the midst of a big speech, I mean, the speech was long. It was one sentence that got all the trouble. It was, choose a spouse. I also strongly suggest to make sure to choose biblical principles. You know, a male with a female and a female with a male. That's it.
Hmm.
That's all he said.
Yeah, and that's not so terrible, but it's still... I think he chose the wrong place to say that.
Because yeah, wrong place, and he shouldn't have brought in the biblical...
Yeah.
But that's his beliefs, and he does have that...
Sure.
He does have that right to say that. And he didn't cause any harm to any LGBTQ people or anything. You know, you got the right to believe that way, but you don't have the right to cause harm or unjust to somebody like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, it might have caused some harm mentally a little bit, and I think that's what people complained about in the newspaper later. No physical harm was brought to people.
Like me and you were atheists.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to hell.
Now, because we're atheists does not mean we have the right to knock down all the churches or anything.
Absolutely not, yeah.
Or cause them harm. We have the right to believe the way we believe.
Yep.
And they have the right to believe the way they believe.
Yep. People should keep their mouth closed on beliefs that that may offend other people when you're in a public scene, but out in the public, when you're walking down the street talking to somebody, you can say whatever you want to.
But here's the problem, and this is what I've been saying since the beginning, and I have said probably not the right venue to say that line.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree with that. But my goodness, in 2 weeks, the Star has done six stories on this. It became national news. I think this is a media creation.
Well, if it's not a media creation, it's definitely a media... they're poking the bear is what they're doing to get news, maybe. And if that's what they're doing, that's not good journalism.
Yeah, here's and I want to go... Because you and I have not talked about this. I have the first article here that appeared in the Star. Now, I want to read... Now, you tell me. You just heard what the man said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is how the Star started their article. First of all, it says, public outrage ensued following the River Valley graduation ceremony. Now, did you see public outrage here in town?
I did not. I don't. Okay. How about our caller? Did you see any public outrage?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. But here's the line that gets me. Now, they mention his name, and I'm not going to do that because... And they mentioned his business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how is his business germane to this story?
Well, I'm going to stop you just for a second there. My wife asked me what his business was, and I think she was looking to see whether his business could have been religiously related.
Now, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I told her that, but I think that might be why some people would ask about it.
Yeah, that's uncalled for
mentioning. Why would you put that in the Star article?
I don't know.
Okay, now here's the line. This is what the Star wrote. Now, you know the line he said. They said, this man encouraged the graduates of the Marion County Public School to pursue the biblical principles of only romantic relationships between a man and a woman. Now, is that what he said in his quote?
That's stretching it.
I mean, there's never been a romantic relationship outside of marriage?
Oh, yeah. I have them all the time.
Well, I'm just saying, his quote...
But they're in my mind.
his quote...
So it's all right to have a relationship as long as it's not romantic that way.
Yeah.
I just don't...
It was just
sex. For the Star,
it's fine, right?
I think for the Star to go that far, as you said, poking the bear, that's not what he said. Now, maybe he meant that, but... That's not what he said.
Yeah. I think people read a lot of meaning into what people say if they want to read it into that. And that's not good journalism to read.
But David Salton, public outcry, did you have anybody call in that was real upset about what he said?
I've had one person call and say, what's going on? That's all I've had.
Well, yeah, but, you know, if it was public outrage, you think you'd have a dozen people calling in, you know, all hyped up about it. But
no, we haven't. I haven't. Have you, Scott?
No, people have given their opinions, but nobody, honestly, most of the opinions have been pro his speech, that he has the right to say it.
Yeah, I think he has the right to say
it. He has the right to say it. I think he's kind of pushing his religion on people.
I do too.
And I don't like that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the time and place for him to say it, but he has the right to say that.
You know, though, honestly, I have to push on that a little bit, because just the facts, that's not what he said. He was not saying, what he said was, make sure I suggest to choose biblical principles, a male with a female, and I mean that those are the biblical principles. Now whether you agree with those, that's your opinion, but I think the man is stating a fact there.
Yeah, and I think I understand what the caller is saying as well, though. The implication there is that's the right thing to do, and I'm not sure that.
Yeah, but if
you should
if
say
I get
that.
Up. If I got up and said the LGBTQ community says that you can marry anybody you want, now am I encouraging people to marry anybody you want?
I would find that a little uncomfortable to listen to
as
well.
Well, you're
telling
them that it's all right. You know, it's kind of encouraging them, but...
Well, what is fact and what is... If I say you should marry who you want. Now, that's encouragement.
Yeah, buy that one.
If I say the LGBTQ community says that you should marry who you want, all I'm doing is stating a fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, now,
I'm not telling you what to do.
Now, if you said on the air that people should marry who they want with no stipulations put on it, just said who they want, there would be some people that would say, well, he's encouraging homosexuality because...
Well, that's an opinion.
Yeah, I know it's an opinion, but there are people that would say that.
Right. Well, I agree.
Well,
that's
him bringing it up, he's encouraging religious beliefs.
See, now that's a problem, though, because
you know,
he's saying that they should follow biblical leadership. So he is encouraging Christian beliefs.
Well, no, what he says is I suggest.
Suggest. Yeah, but that's an encouragement, suggest.
Well, I don't know. If I suggest you take this route to Columbus, I think I'm saying this is what I would do.
Yeah.
But you're encouraging him to go that way.
Yeah, I would go that way because you've encouraged me.
If he went that way and he got waylaid down there, you know, you'd be one of the first people they look at. Oh, you encouraged him to go that way, didn't you?
Yeah, but what I'm saying
is... You had somebody waiting there for him.
This is one line in a speech that was like five or six paragraphs.
It does sound like it was way overblown.
And again, now, let's get to denounced the six stories... The MRDD board asked him to resign, and he said, I'm not resigning. Now,
oh, yeah,
what do you think,
I think that's wrong.
Should they have asked him to resign?
Oh, yeah, I think that's wrong.
Yeah,
what do you think, Glenn?
I agree. I don't think that they should have done that. I'd like to know why they did it. Maybe they had some underlying reasons as well.
Well, timing's an awful weird thing if they had some underlying reasons.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But
you know, a lot of people fire people at specific times because something happened, but they've wanted to fire him for 5 years, you know. So they're, I don't know.
Well, then the two stories that are in the Star today are some students have asked for an apology from the board and the superintendent, And the River Valley Board and Superintendent said, we're not apologizing because this is a First Amendment issue. So that's the story today.
I don't understand
that
either.
Well, I don't think River Valley should have to apologize. No. They didn't make the statement, you know. And they come out and said, you know, when it was on TV and I seen it, you know, they said that there was a statement from River Valley that said that that doesn't, you know, hold, you know, their beliefs.
Yeah.
You know.
I agree with that type of response. You know, sometimes an organization that's known, you know, through a community needs to say, hey, we're sorry, we didn't agree with that, we're sorry, and make things straight. I don't mind them not apologizing, but explaining that isn't their stance in life. So
right, you know, saying that, but it was not their, you know, beliefs, and they didn't encourage or condone him, you know, to say that, you know.
Yeah, got to be careful, though. That's right on the edge.
Interesting. Well, now here's the difference, though, between MRDD. This was the River Valley graduation. Mm-hmm. They are saying now that they may consider removing the alumni portion of the graduation. They are saying that they should look over the speeches more close. And they are saying that this does not express the beliefs of our district. So what would it hurt the school to say, I think that was probably not the best place to do this. I'm sorry if it offended anybody. That would have been the apology, and I don't know why that didn't happen.
You know, I'm concerned of what you said there, that they're considering looking over the speeches more thoroughly. That kind of smacks of anti-First Amendment stuff to me. Are we all of our speeches going to have to be put in for approval from now on, no matter where we go? I don't know. That sounds kind of anti-First Amendment
to me. Well, just very quickly here.
It's almost going censorship.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but now here's the thing. Now, this story went national. NBC News, USA Today. I mean, it was unbelievable. But now, here's a headline that was in the Lexington Herald, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
This is the headline. High school graduation speakers' anti-gay rhetoric draws outrage in Ohio community.
Now, is that Lexington, Ohio, or Lexington, Kentucky?
I don't know. Wherever the Lexington Herald is.
Might be locally.
Is any of that true? Now, was the speech anti-gay? Was there outrage in our community?
I think you can probably, if you go to the right group of people, you can say yes to both of those. But to 95% of the population, I would say no.
No, for a newspaper to use that headline.
Yeah, that's
I don't think it was anti-gay. You know, he was telling you, he suggests, as a man with a woman, you know, and it only romantically.
Yeah.
You know, so if you just wanted to have a sex thing, you know, and you're gay, it's all right as long as it's not romantic.
What do they believe about polygamy? Because that's in the Bible.
Well, he said marriage. I mean, I don't even know that he was talking about anything outside of marriage.
Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't sound like he was. You know darn well what most religious people would say about outside the marriage, but go ahead.
Well, religion aside, I agree with, you know, it should be man and woman. You know, I don't like this people being gay, but if they are, you know, that's their choice.
Yeah, why do we worry about other people's lives? We have so many problems ourselves.
Isn't that what he said?
But I don't like to see people gay, and I don't like to see kids raised in gay situation because, you know, when you're a kid, you have enough questions and thoughts and wonders what's going on in this world without being in a situation like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not a big fan of criticizing gay families bringing up children. I don't think that there'll be much of a problem there, but I understand what other people would be concerned about in that category. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Another thing I disagree with is if you think your child is telling you when he's 5 years old that he wants to be a girl, that you go in and have a change and, you know, turn him into a girl now. I don't think that's right.
I'm not sure there are too many like that, but yeah, that always bothers me when I see that. Yeah.
If he wants to be a woman when he turns 18 and he's legally a man, mm-hmm. then that's his time to do it.
Yeah, and if he wants to before that, there are lots of ways that you can act out, I guess. I mean, you can always wear women's clothes. You can. I'm not condoning that, by the way.
Well, yeah.
You can do things if you like things that, quote unquote, women like. You can always listen to women music, look at fashions, whatever, which I find very disruptive. If you say those are all women's things, because
a young kid does not. It's not mentally,
really,
emotionally,
yeah,
to make that decision. And
I agree.
You as a parent, if you're making this decision the way you want it to be.
Right. So many parents do that. They and I watched it throughout.
And you shouldn't have the right to do that to that child, because maybe, you know, he really did not mean to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He may change his mind in 5 years.
Right.
I watch that all the time in intercollegiate athletics, that mom and dad project on their child way more than they should. Your child is your child, and I understand that you have to give them guidance, but you also have to let them grow up.
You might have dreams to be a major league ball player when you was young, and, you know, your kid, you know, is playing ball, and he's pretty good. You know, but a lot of parents will just, you know, put so much pressure on that kid.
Encouragement's good, pressure is bad.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, me. Well, hey, Scott, I think we've answered all the questions.
Yeah, but
all right.
Let somebody else call in and see what they think.
There you go. Thanks a lot for your call.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If it's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Also, don't forget Dr. Feynman and Glenn, 1210 to 1 p.m. today, Progressive Life. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 410 to 5 p.m. Live at 5, The Show with No Name, Pastor Craig, Terry Tackett sometimes, and Nate Redman, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon at 5:10 p.m. today. But the phone line, 740-383-9944, if you have anything to say on this or anything else.
Boy, you've got that nailed down, what's going on today. I can never remember that stuff. I have a hard time remembering when I'm on.
I'll have to get you a schedule.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc. Yeah, go ahead.
I honestly, with this story, I fault the media in this one. Now, maybe it's selling newspapers, I don't know. But the fact that 6 stories in 2 weeks have been done on this, I just can't imagine.
I try not to point the finger at the media, because I think the media does such a needed service. But sometimes they do carry stuff way too far. If there's a tornado 100 miles from here, you're going to hear about it for about 20 hours, how close it got, where it is, you know, stuff that you don't need to know. Yeah.
But this is why the media gets its finger pointed at
it's not doing
something wrong, because we do take things like this that have no significance on the world and make them gigantic.
My wife and I were talking about a similar situation last night on our little walk with our hound dog, and we both agreed, questioned, why do so many people want to find fault with other people? It's just crazy. Just clean up your own house.
Well, I believe there's a lot of jealousy, envy.
Yes. Yes.
You know, people are funny. If you don't talk to them and they feel slighted, they won't talk to you. Now, maybe the reason you didn't talk to them, maybe you didn't see their message. Maybe you didn't get their card. Maybe you didn't get their phone call. I mean, it's a silly world. People are very touchy. Touchy.
Dr. Feynman has gotten mad at me more than once because I didn't respond to one of his messages. Well, I pointed out to him that I average about 450 messages a day that I get. And I have to go through because there are some of them that are very important. Most of them are not. I would say 95% of them are not. But I still have to look because I don't want to throw away one that's an important one. That's why I don't respond.
That whole attitude of... You must. Who? What if I saw your message and I just don't have time to respond to it? Shut your yap and sit down.
Well, I would never say that to Dr. Feynman.
I'm not saying Dr. Feynman in general. I'm just saying that's a very superior attitude. Excuse that I get angry.
I'm going to have to go in the other room and laugh.
Huh?
I'm going to have to go in the other room and have a good laugh. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I mean, don't you find that a very superior attitude? Don't threaten me. Then I'll never reply to your messages.
No, I don't find it a superior attitude. I just think it's a little crazy. That's all.
And he
is superior. He's a doctor. He's much better than I am.
No. You found it superior or you wouldn't have brought it up.
I guess you're right.
No, but I mean boy, you've done it twice today, Glenn. You've stepped in it twice today.
Yeah, I got to change shoes.
First with Mary Ellen, now with Dr. Feynman.
I love Mary Ellen.
You're not going to have any friends by the time 12 o'clock comes around.
I love both Mary Ellen and Dr. Feynman.
Jeez. Uncensored today. No, but I mean, don't, and I've told people this, do not chastise me for not returning something to you because, you know, I have a life, and you know what? You might not be first priority, and if your message is not like you're bleeding to death, what is the urgency that I need to respond to that?
Yeah, I always say to people, if I don't respond to you, pick up the phone and call me on the phone. I will respond to a telephone call. Hey, I got a phone call that just came in, by the way. Shall we go to it?
Let's go to it.
All right.
Hi, Dr. Feynman or Mary Ellen.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, I'm going to call the Marion Star and expect some articles in the paper.
All right, excellent. Thanks for helping us out.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, they got at least two on you today, Glenn, Dr. Feynman and Mary Ellen.
Okay.
No, I don't understand. I just don't understand that attitude of respond to me. What in the world is that?
Well, I don't know. I've been... encouraging myself to become more and more responsible because I was so irresponsible as a youth. And I find it responding to messages and phone calls the responsible thing to do. But there are times, if you have 450 messages every day, you're going to miss some of them. And I've told Dr. Feynman, I'm really sorry that I missed your message. But sometimes... Even though the person that messaged me says they messaged me, I sometimes or other I don't get it on my phone, so I don't know.
Well, the message you responded to this morning was 3 days from 3 days ago.
Which one was that?
The one you responded to me this morning.
Is that right? It was three days old. Well, see, I don't know why they come so late sometimes, but oh well.
Did I threaten or throw a tantrum?
I probably will when we're off the air.
No. But you know, that's also one of the problems with that is when people start threatening. If you don't respond to my messages, I'm not going to send any more.
That's a promise, right? That's not a threat.
Yeah. Well, promise me that. Boy, I wasn't looking at him in the first place.
Oh, me. Well, we'll have a good time in the next 45 minutes, but we are going to have to take a break here in about a minute and a half. So
you haven't had a good time this hour.
I have enjoyed myself thoroughly.
Yes, I think we're off to a great start here.
Yeah, and I'm glad I now know what you were talking about 3 days ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, just to tie a knot in that, what do you make of that whole situation in us and the star and the whoop-de-doo?
I encourage people to look at the source.
How's that? And again, you know what? They always run my picture, and they always run.
But it's
my
a nice name. Picture.
It is a nice picture, but I really am not that important. It always amazes me that they find that I and the things that I'm doing are news. Because I know other radio stations have received reports against them, and I don't see things being run like that. So I don't know. I don't know how to take that. I'm really not that important, and to be honest, I don't think people care.
I've been in radio since I was 15, so it's been a long time. I have never, ever, at any of the radio stations that I worked at, seen anything like this. I don't know what you would call it. It's kind of a vendetta against you and the station.
But I don't know if it's against me.
I don't
either. Because they want the whole station to go away.
Yeah, I think maybe it's a jealousy about the station. I don't know.
I don't know. They don't want people to get local news or obits or weather or programming.
Right.
Whatever. Toss us to break, Glenn.
Okay, let's get out of here for 15 minutes. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.